Now, it's about 7:15 this morning. We're joined by one of our favourite Thursday breakfast producers in David Hong. This is for Good News Mondays. I'm looking forward to it. David, how's it going?
Hello, I am good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, David. How was your? How do you go getting up relatively early? You know, as a producer to come on, how does it feel? How was your sleep last night?
My sleep was really good. The other night, I actually woke up in the middle of the night because I felt something on my arm, but it was a cockroach.
Oh God!
Yeah,
that's awful. I've been having. It's not too bad, but I've been having. Shocking sleeps lately. I don't know whether it's the change in weather. I was talking before about very briefly about how I put a fan on for the first time last night, slept with a fan on, and that was just glorious. But shocking sleeps. And I think it's just that, I don't know, when you go to bed, it's still kind of warm. So, you know, you stick a foot out or you don't really have the blanket over. Then in the middle of the night, you wake up and you're quite cold. And then I just can't seem to soothe myself back to sleep. But in any case, that's enough about our hard luck stories. Let's get into the good news. What have you got for us this week?
So, doing what you love as a job is often debated and difficult to achieve, but Emily Fitzpatrick, who had the same dilemma, she decided happiness over stability by becoming a full-time artist.
Oh, lovely. What, she just made the leap at some point?
Yeah. Like, she made the leap. She quit her daytime job and pursued her dream career.
How's it going for her?
Yeah, like, she draws houses of inner suburbs in, like, pen art style. And now on Instagram, she has up to 1,500 followers.
That's pretty,
which is really cool.
In what style, sorry?
Pen art.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
What, and gets commissioned?
That's really cool.
Gets commissioned to do that and stuff? Or
yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, she does.
Good on you. That's good stuff. What's the next piece of good news for us, David?
So the next piece of good news is about 8-year-old Ramaya Gilbert, who started her first business where she looks after other people's pets. And I don't know what I did when I was 8.
Yeah, I wasn't looking after other people's pets, though. How old? 8 years old, looking after pets.
8 years old.
And getting money for it.
I don't know if she gets money for it. She should, but...
So it's a volunteer. She's a volunteer. She's giving back to the community by looking after other people's pets. What, during the day while they're at work or something? Or
during the weekends because she has to go to school and stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. As you do when you're 8, I suppose.
Yeah.
She can't leave work. She can't leave school too early, you know, and start an apprenticeship in dog walking or daycare, pet daycare or something.
That's true.
But that's a good career path, though. I'm pretty sure there's quite good money in dog walking and stuff. Not exclusive
really?
To dogs there for our friend. Yeah, honestly, I think it's actually a pretty stable career path. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how much people are willing to pay to have their dogs walked, but you can take multiple dogs for a walk and then go and pick up multiple dogs. So I think it adds up.
Is it safe? Like, multiple dogs?
Well, I can't see why not. I suppose that depends on the dog, but I've never had a dog, really, growing up myself. I'm not too familiar. I don't really know breeds. I don't know this. I'm not super across temperaments and such of each breed. But as far as I know, dog walking is a pretty good career option for those that love dogs. Yeah. So anyway, and then we got a final piece of good news, David.
Yeah, and it's really cool because we're just talking about dogs. But so Pom Pom the Pomeranian was sucked up by a twister along with house roots debris.
What a tornado.
In New South Wales Central Tablelands. But luckily, Pom Pom survived it with just a few fractured ribs and a punctured lung.
That's not that good
news. I don't know how that's possible.
It's a good, I suppose it's the best of a bad situation there because it could have been much worse, but still, I'm sure that pooch is feeling it. So, but it is, I suppose when you look at it, big picture, that is good news because it obviously could have gone a lot worse. So
because it's safe now. Like it just returned from the vet with the owner, and you know they're healthy now. So.
How far away did the dog land or come back to Earth after being picked up by a tornado?
I have no idea. Apparently it was found stuck somewhere. I think it landed somewhere.
That is full on. You know, that's like the Wizard of Oz, or when you watch cartoons and such, and tornadoes actually pick things up and they twist around. I don't know how they actually work. Again, I'm showing a lot of, I'm telling a lot about myself this morning, where I don't really understand how a lot of things work. But as far as I know, it would be, I don't think it's general practice of tornadoes to be picking up dogs and kind of twisting them around and doing all that kind of stuff. So, but anyway, it's good to know. At least that dog's safe there. So that's very good news.
Good news at least indeed. It's safe and sound. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, David. That was good news. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you rolling out of bed this early and putting a smile on everyone's dial. So I'll speak to you soon, mate.